Good morning. It is time for today's or this week's market update from Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, talking a little bit about the markets. And, you know, maybe instead of a market update, Roy, you and I should do like the most mileage contest, because it sounds like you and I pretty much have had the same week this week, Roy.
I was thinking maybe a travelogue would be appropriate. Do you think so?
Boy, you know, I think you're right on. I've been to Saunders County a couple of times, to Grand Island yesterday. You said you went to St. Louis for an activity this week. What was that all about?
I was in St. Louis on Tuesday and Wednesday for the Successful Farming Farmers of the Future Conference, and it was a really good meeting, really a kind of a stem winder, I guess, meeting with young farmers that are just in the process of trying to get started farming or in the early stages of getting started to farm. And, boy, there's a lot of talent out there. I tell you, I came away from there wishing I was 40 years younger.
What are some of the major issues that that group of farmers were talking about while they were in St. Louis?
Well, I the big thing I think that just about everybody is concerned about, that everybody's talking about, is how do we make the transition from one generation to another without causing friction, without resulting in some kind of psychological meltdown. Farmers my generation and older generally aren't open and above board a lot of times in what they're thinking and what they're trying to accomplish, and they see things differently than the younger generation do. And that's been the case forever, I guess. It was the case when I started farming. But to try to have communication so that the transition is made smoothly, and so that the older generation gets something for their equity and the younger generation gets a little bit of a boost to get started, it's just a kind of like skating on thin ice. Everything has to be just right to make it work.
But the important thing is that you have those discussions and that you're not forced into something later when something less desirable happens.
Well, absolutely. And you know, when you get to be my age, surprises happen. I mean, people have heart attacks, people succumb to other kinds of physical ailments, or maybe they just get fed up with this whole risk management thing with farming, and they just want to get out, and so that they need to have some method set up so that they can make that transition to the next generation without anybody getting hurt, either financially or psychologically.
You said you had a post-harvest marketing workshop in Geneva yesterday. How did that go?
Well, it went pretty well. We had kind of a small turnout, and Brandy Vanderwall, that's the extension educator out there, kind of apologized for a small turnout. And I said, I've learned over the years from doing marketing meetings, if you have a whole string of really bad weather and then you have a real nice day, and your workshop happens to be on that real nice day, people are doing other things and they're not going to go to sit in a meeting. So I didn't feel too bad. We had 10 there, which, that's a group that you can work with. But, I'll tell you what, we just had so few nice days this winter that when you get a nice day, you need to take advantage of it, and here we are today now that it's snowing again. So,
yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the markets here, and we had a nice run-up here in the beginning of the week, kind of took a little bit of a dip here yesterday. What are some of the things that you're watching, Roy?
Well, I think it's going to, next week, or maybe today and next week, are going to be critical in what direction the price goes, because most of the month of January, of course, the prices went down, and then, as you said, recently we've had a little bit of a rally, and really the question is this a rally in a bear market, or is this the market sort of getting ready for this spring planting scare, and right now I'd say it's a 50-50 toss-up, but if we can continue some strength the early part of next week, why, that's going to be a really good sign. But if we don't get that, why, then we're going to probably be looking at the chart and saying, boy, I wish I'd have sold something back there about a week ago.
It'd be interesting to see what happens between now and the planting intentions report at the end of March. USDA at their Outlook Forum are predicting more corn acres and a little bit of a retracement in soybean acres. And boy, you know, how many more corn acres can we plant, Roy?
Well, I don't know. The really big question, I guess, is with the new technology, with the rootworm-resistant hybrids and everything, can we keep increasing those corn acres at the expense of soybean acres and make it work financially? And here in eastern Nebraska, I don't think we're going to see very much corn growing back on corn. It just doesn't work that well here. But like one of the young farmers that I was on the panel with in St. Louis this week, they farm in northern Illinois, and he said, we're just about to the point we're going to be continuous corn because our corn yields are so much better than our soybean yields. And that's a little hard to comprehend when you're used to this 50-50 rotation for, I guess, 30 years or more. But, it's going to be a matter of economics. If there's a demand for the corn and the prices are right, I guess they'll learn how to grow it.
We wrap things up here this morning, just kind of sticking to our strategy, let the market prove itself and then possibly get reactive in the market come March?
I'm not anxious to make any more sales. Year in and year out, February has not been the time to sell soybeans or corn, either one. If we get some decent weather and I can move some corn, I'll probably go ahead and sell it, but I don't want to sell any beans in February, because we've never had a high in the cash soybean market in the month of February, and I don't think that's going to happen this year either.
For folks that want more information, there are several ways to get that from you.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, and soyroy.com, my website.
All right, well, thanks for the information. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.